So guys, as you can see, today I'm going to be speaking about a very important subject today, very dear to my heart, very close to my heart, and it's a timely message that I'm going to share today, and it's going to be about seasons, the power of seasons, and specifically what season we're in this ministry, what season you're in your life. Very important, because anytime God wants to do something, he does it through seasons. God doesn't just do things, he does them through seasons. Just like we see autumn, summer, spring, God does things in order and in seasons. So it's very important to understand, number one, that when God uses seasons to teach us, we need to know what season we're in. And we're going to just share a few things about that. But before I go into the message today, let's just have a few minutes of prayer. Let's give this time to God. Father, we just want to thank you for bringing us here safely today. We want to thank you for releasing and just developing your anointing in this place. Father, I pray that as I share this word, Father, you are glorified. I pray, Father, that as this word is shared, people's hearts are touched because of your glory, Father. And I pray, Father, this is nothing to do with me, but fully your glory, you, your power, your kingdom, Father. And I pray, Father, these seeds that I'm going to deposit today by the Holy Spirit's help, let them grow in this youth, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So guys, what I want to do now is, I want to go to 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. And we're going to see a decision that David made that really affected the season that he was in. Very, very, very vital decision that he made. And I want us to go to 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. Next slide, please. Okay, so once you get it, can you say amen? Okay. So let me read it. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israel army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. Now guys, if we stop here and assess what David just did, it says in this time, in the season that David was in, it was a time of war. David was in warfare season. He was in a very serious warfare season. And David made a decision that cost him a lot. He decided to relax. He decided to take the route of comfort. It says here, in the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, it was the norm for kings to go to war. Not only their army, not only their men, they themselves have to go to war. Look what it says. David sent Joab. Further down it says, but David remained in Jerusalem. This is probably one of the biggest mistakes David has ever made in the history of his life. And let me tell you why. Because whenever we're in the season of warfare, you cannot relax. Whenever you choose comfort as opposed to standing in prayer and in warfare and connecting with God to overcome the war that we're in, you are bound to fall. Many of you know that David fell with Bathsheba. But the reason why he fell comes back to the decision he made here. To relax when he was supposed to go to war. There was warfare on his life. It was a warfare season, but David chose to relax. He chose to send his men and relax. Now let's go deeper into this. Let's go to the next slide, please. Now what happened was, just to clarify what I'm going to say, even though David stayed at home, the army that he sent to fight against the Ammonites won. So the battle was won, but the war was lost. Because the war, in reality, is not against flesh or blood. The war is against unseen principalities. The war, as Paul said, is against principalities, against demons. You see what happened here is, David chose to relax when it was a season of war. That's so important to understand. One thing I want to tell you today is that as a ministry and as individuals and as people of God, we are in a season of divine acceleration. What that means is God is starting to release more of his anointing. But whenever there's divine acceleration, there's warfare also. You can never have divine acceleration without warfare. Never. It can never happen. That's why the decision that David made was fatal. Because he decided to relax when there was warfare. Now, as we go into the next slide, clip that slide there, please. But as we go into the next slide for me, it says this. This is the consequence that David faced. If we go to 2 Samuel chapter 12, and if we look at verse 1, we're going to read from verse 1, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1. Let's have a look at this quickly. The Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said, there were two men in a certain town, one rich, the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Verse 4. Now a traveler came into the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler. Now one thing I want to do is, I want to go to verse 7 now. Move down to verse 7. Nathan said to David, you are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. I anointed you king over Israel. I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house, your master's wives. I gave all of Israel and Judah to you. And if all of this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what was evil in his eyes? This is a very critical passage here, because this was the price of David relaxing. David relaxing led him to be off guard. When you're in warfare, you're alert. Your mind is sharp. Your spirit is sharp. You're connected with the word. You're connected with prayer. The moment he relaxed, he became off guard. And that's when he fell with Bathsheba. This, what Prophet Nathan saying, is a reply to him. From God, he's saying, why did you do this? Why did you fall when I gave you everything? Now, here's the most important thing today, guys. If we go to the next slide. Comfort is one of the most dangerous things to the body of Christ, to us. Here's why. Because David did not fall when he was being chased by Saul. David did not fall when the lion was coming at him in his early years, when the bear was coming at him. Even when he defeated Goliath and women were screaming, Saul killed 1,000, David killed 10,000. That probably should have been a time when David would have probably fell. How can you be compared to the king and you don't even fall into sin? You're righteous. But look where David fell when he had everything. He fell when he was comfortable. David fell when he was most comfortable. This season we're in right now, in this ministry, in your life, is a season of divine acceleration, but is a season of warfare. If you choose to relax, you choose to be comfortable, you choose to relax in this time, in this spiritual time, you're on the path of falling. And I want to tell everyone here, including myself, as a body, we need to wake up. Because when the power of God and the anointing is coming, we need to be where he wants us to be to receive it. Just because the anointing of God is released, it doesn't mean it's going to touch you. It doesn't mean he's going to touch you. You need to be where he wants you to be for it to touch you. This is why, if you choose to relax, if you choose to take a day off prayer, if you choose to reduce your prayer life, to relax in your prayer life, to act calm in your prayer life, to be lackadaisical, to say, look, you know what? I prayed enough today. I prayed enough this week. Let me miss today. You don't understand what will happen. After this decision, after David fell with Bathsheba, his own son wanted to drive him out of his throne. His own son, his own blood, wanted to drive David out of his own throne. David's son raped his own sister. That didn't happen before this decision was made. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you today. But what I'm saying is that when you open the door to comfort in your life, especially when it's not the season to relax, you are treading on thin ice. And I want to tell everyone here that this is a time when the Holy Spirit is starting to release anointing in this place. But let me tell you one thing. The devil is trying to create dams. A dam is what's created in a river to stop the river from overflowing. There are dams that are created over your life. In this season, it's divine acceleration season, but it's also a time when the devil is trying to set up some dams. A dam, if we go to the next slide, go to the slide after that, have a look at this. A dam, as you can see from the screen above, is a barrier so the water that's coming does not overflow, is limited at one point. So water goes through, but an overflow can't happen. Here's what the Holy Spirit told me. In the spiritual realm, the devil is trying to create some dams that we need to break. Some dams that we need to break. There are dams on your prayer life that you need to break. That's the war that we need to be fighting. There are dams on your divine purpose that you need to break, that we need to break. And you can't break dams. You can't break attacks in the season of comfort. That's why I said this is not a season to relax. This is not a season to miss one day of prayer. Have a look at this. The Holy Spirit began to speak to me and he began to say, this dam that I'm showing you in the spiritual realm, the water that's coming is my glory. The dam in the spiritual realm is as if to say the devil's putting a hold on the flow. And the Holy Spirit began to show me that it is us by the power of God that needs to break that dam. When the water begins to flow, the dam is there to hinder it. When the anointing begins to flow, the dam is there to hinder it. So some anointing is seen in your life. Some anointing is seen, but an overflow is not seen. An overflow matters to you. It's your life living behind closed doors. It's your prayer life that's going to break that dam. Am I making sense, guys? You understand it? Because you see, I'm speaking from the spiritual realm now. The dam is a hindrance. And whenever, as we see here, there's divine acceleration. But whenever we enter divine acceleration, there's spiritual warfare that needs to be sorted out. David chose to relax in warfare. What are you deciding to do in this season? What are you deciding to do in this season? Are you deciding to relax? When the devil's throwing missiles at your purpose, you're choosing to relax. When the glory of God is getting ready to overflow. Let me tell you something. The anointing of God, the power of God, only touches those that are in the water to receive it. It doesn't touch those that are on dry land. Some of us have not even discerned that the power of God is moving mightily. Some of us, the flow of water is here, and we're standing here looking at the flow of water. We're watching the flow of water saying, wow, God is using that person. God is using this person. Wow, wow, wow. It's not about that. God wants to use you as well. You need to step into the water. The anointing that God is getting ready to release is going to be huge in this place, in your life, in your purpose, in this ministry. But it won't touch you if you're on dry land. That's when I told you earlier, if you are on dry land, you are in comfort. It's very comfortable to be in dry land. It's very comfortable to stand on the outskirts and be a spectator and say, wow, the anointing's coming, but I don't think it's going to touch me. So you know what? Let me just praise those that God is using. No. God wants to use everyone in this room. And if you're not ready, and if you're not in the water, and if you're not swimming in God's glory right now, that overflow is not going to touch you. I hope you understand that. It's not going to touch you. We have to be real sometimes. We have to be direct. The glory of God does not touch those that are comfortable. The glory of God touches those that are hungry. You cannot be hungry standing on the land and watching the river flow. You can't be hungry like that. You need to jump in. You need to begin to swim. Your prayer life needs to be on fire. You need to start shaking things in your prayer life, in the way you study the word. You see? Because you see, look at this slide properly. There are certain dams that we need to start breaking immediately. And it's up to you and everyone in this room to fight properly, to fight in your prayer life, to fight in the way you worship, to fight in the way you study the word. You can't succeed in this fight we're fighting right now, in this season of warfare, if you're going to relax. I guarantee you. The choice is in your hands. But one thing I'll tell you is this. The type of anointing that's getting ready to be released in this place is going to shock many people. But at the same time, the question isn't whether God's going to release anointing. The question is whether you're going to be too comfortable to discern when he does. That scares me. Do you know that the Holy Spirit could be working around you, could be working through people around you, could be working through the ministry, and it might not be working through you because you haven't discerned the time when God is starting to accelerate in your life? Let's go to the next slide, please. Okay. This season that I'm talking about now, I said it's a season of divine acceleration. I said it's a season of warfare, spiritual warfare, but it's also a season of divine visitation. It's a season when God is visiting people's lives like never before. Now look at this. In Luke chapter 22, verse 32 to 43, briefly, this scenario is when Christ is in the crucified, basically. And there's two people beside him. One of them acknowledges that Christ is a savior. One of them acknowledges that Christ should not be hanged, should not be crucified. He acknowledges that this is a time where it's divine visitation. But the other one, what does he say? He curses him. He disrespects Christ. And I want to tell you this. This season we're in right now, you need to be able to discern when God is moving like never before. That person that said, look, he asked for mercy. That person, one of the people to Christ's left, Christ, not Christ left, but next to Christ when he was crucified, they asked for forgiveness. They were humble. And they said to themselves, look, this is my opportunity. This is divine visitation time. Let me tell you something. Just because the glory of God is seen, it does not mean it's going to touch you. It will touch you when you are where God wants you to be. It will touch you when you are cultivating your prayer life. It will touch you when you are developing what God has given you, the seeds that God has placed in your life. This is not a time to relax and be comfortable. This is the opposite of comfort. This is a time when you have to be alert more than ever. If we go to Luke chapter 19, verse 41, and I'm going to read it from here. This is a very critical verse that I'm going to read here. As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. There's only a few times where Christ cried in the New Testament. He wept over it and said, if only you had known on this day what would bring you peace. So he's looking back at Jerusalem. He's on the mountain and he's saying to himself, if only these people would know the type of divine visitation that they had. They rejected him. But if only they knew what could have happened if they accepted him. This was divine visitation time. Christ said, if only
you had known on this day. If only you know what's going on in this season in your life. Christ wept, imagine, to the point where he could not bear it. He was sad because they freely chose to disrespect Christ. They freely chose to be disrespectful when it was the time of visitation. They chose comfort. For those of you that are choosing comfort instead of developing the glory of God in your life, this anointing that's about to be released mightily, you need to be very careful that you don't miss it. You can miss the glory of God. You can miss the touch of God. You can miss the power of God. If you're caught relaxing, if you're caught in a comfortable state, when God is beginning to release more and more and more, it won't touch you. Paul said, be steadfast. Your spirit needs to be alive. Your spirit needs to be alive. You can't touch powerful anointing. You might get, you see the dam, it lets a bit of water in, but it stops the overflow. So a bit might be seen. A bit of glory might be seen. A bit of anointing might be seen. But God wants the overflow to touch you. You see, you shouldn't be content with the small amount. The overflow is waiting. But the overflow will touch you and change you and develop you if you are in the water. Get off dry land. Begin to swim in God's presence. Now, like I said, anointing comes to those that are hungry. It doesn't come to those that are comfortable. It doesn't come to those that are comfortable. It comes to those that are hungry. Let's go to the next slide. See. Now, one thing I want to tell you is this. I just said the anointing comes to those that are hungry. The type of dams that are being created in the spiritual realm, unseen, are not seen by the eye. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 to 13. And this will explain the whole context and concept as to what I'm speaking from. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 11 to 13. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle, listen carefully, is not against flesh and blood. The war is not physical, it's spiritual. These dams that are on your prayer life, these dams that are on the way you worship, these dams that are on the way we worship, these dams that are trying to be created on our purpose, it's not seen. You need to be in the spiritual realm. You need to be in the water to discern it. Let me continue. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh or blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We need to understand that this, what's happening in this season right now, that we are in, everyone here, we need to overcome this war. And you're not going to overcome this war fighting physically. You're going to overcome this war stepping into the spiritual realm, developing your prayer life, studying the word, creating the right type of worship for God. This is the most critical season you're in, you've ever been in, I'll guarantee you. This season you're in right now, the most critical season you've ever been in. You know why? Because the type of anointing that God is getting ready to release is not just for me. It's not just for Brother Ephraim. It's not just for the leaders. It's for everyone to touch in this place. If you miss it, it could jeopardize a lot in your life. This is not light. This is serious. This is a serious word from God. This season is a season of warfare. Don't get comfortable because your prayer life is growing. Don't get comfortable because you read a few chapters a day. Don't. Because let me tell you this. David did not fall. In the most obvious times where he could have fell. David fell when he was most comfortable. What did God say through Prophet Nathan? After I give you everything, you fall. Imagine. He fell when he was most comfortable. Be careful not to get caught in comfort. This is not a season to be comfortable. This is a season where your discernment has to be sharper than ever. If you're not discerning what and how the devil is moving and trying to attack, the dams will stay there. The dams will stay there. So you might be fooled that a bit of anointing is coming, a bit of glory is seen, but that's not what God wants. God wants the overflow. He wants the abundant anointing. He wants the type of anointing that's going to shift your university, shift your workplace, shift your area, shift this country. What I want to tell you is that you could miss what God is doing right now. And you're going to pay the price if you do. Whenever you choose to relax as opposed to develop your spiritual growth, whenever you're in warfare, which we are in right now, spiritual warfare, and you choose to be comfortable, you pay a price. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to get into one accord, like the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. We need to come together. Develop our prayer life. Study the word. Cultivate our prayer lives. We need to be on fire. That's when the dams are going to start breaking. Let's go to the next slide, please. Okay. Now, one thing I want to say is that we just read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 to 13. We need to understand that this fight we're fighting is not physical. You might not even understand what I'm saying now, because you're trying to understand it from the natural realm. You need to start entering the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm is where God begins to reveal more things in your life. He begins to reveal what God is, where attack is coming from. He begins to reveal the direction it's coming from. He begins to reveal the type of warfare we're in. You can't understand this in the natural. That's why you need to step into the supernatural. You understand what I'm saying? You need to step into the supernatural. You step into the supernatural when you develop your prayer life. When you begin to study the word more. You can't step into the supernatural realm, into the spiritual realm, doing the least that's expected of you spiritually. Today, we need to cut every single type of behind the door things that we're doing, behind the door, behind doors. Things that we're watching, things that we're listening to, people that we're around that are not edifying us. You need to cut it. Because sometimes dams are created through these things. We're in war. We're in spiritual warfare. This is not a time to relax. If a soldier dropped his weapon in war, he's in problem. He's in trouble. Your weapon is your prayer life. Your weapon is the way you study the word. Your weapon is your worship. Your weapon is your praise. And if you're not going to be using these weapons, you are opening the door for missiles to be thrown at your purpose, for missiles from the devil to be thrown at you. We need to wake up, guys. It's not about how old you are. You can be 15. You can be, it's not about age here. What I'm telling you is applicable to everyone in this room, including myself. We need to wake up. Because this anointing that's getting ready to overflow is not just going to come. And when it does come, you need to be able to discern when it is here. If you are not developing your spiritual life, you will not even discern when God is moving. That's why I said the spirit can be around you, but it might not touch you. The power might not touch you. The glory might not touch you. You know why? Because in this time, when this type of warning is coming, you might not wake up enough. You might not wake up in time. This is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. If we are not waking up in time, the anointing could be here, the glory can come in, and we're just standing on the land, like I said, just watching the anointing. Not even discerning. Like Christ said, it's the time of visitation. This season is divine acceleration, but it's a season of spiritual warfare. You are not entitled to be comfortable now. You cannot be spiritually comfortable. The glory and the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit came down at the day of Pentecost because everyone was hungry. They didn't say, what if it does or what if it doesn't come? They were hungry. Your hunger needs to increase for God. And I want to say this. When we miss, and if we don't discern what season we're in right now, our purpose can be affected by it. David missed the season he was in. He neglected that he was supposed to go to war. Even though the battle was won against the Ammonites, he lost the war behind closed doors. Because the war is unseen. The war is spiritual. That's why what I'm telling you right now needs to be understood with the spiritual ear, with a spiritual eye. David said, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Open my eyes. Our eyes need to be opened to the discernment of the Lord. And I'm going to end like this. We need to be very, very alert in this season. Very alert. Your discernment needs to be sharper than ever. Your prayer life needs to be sharper than ever. Because if you let comfort come, I guarantee you'll be on the road to falling. But this word is coming in time. Because when the Holy Spirit speaks like this, it's because he wants to get a few things out the way before the anointing comes rapidly. He's just configuring a few things now. Let's move with the Spirit. You see, everyone here needs to be in warfare mode, in your spirit. It's not me in warfare mode. It's not Brother Ephraim in warfare mode. Everyone in this room. The war needs to be fought in your prayer time. The war needs to be fought when you're studying the word. Everyone here, not me, not Brother Ephraim, not the leaders, you. That's how we become in one accord. If you relax in warfare time, you will pay the price. We will pay the price. And the price is very expensive to pay. One thing I want to do now is that I'm sure everyone's understood the message today. But I want you to make a decision today. I don't just want you to hear this and go home. I don't just want you to hear this, dwell on it today and forget it. This word, this scripture, and the decision of being comfortable is something you need to reflect on every day. Am I being too comfortable? Am I going to miss when the anointing is going to come? Am I going to be too comfortable to even know? Everyone here needs to be thinking that. Everyone here needs to be in war. We're going to pray now. for the power of God to help us. But the power will come, I guarantee you that. But you need to work with the power. The power will be released, you need to go home and work with it. Today, we need to change. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We exalt you. We thank you, Father, for releasing your spirit, for releasing your divine word, for showing us, Father, that changes need to be made. Father, I thank you. We thank you, Father, for releasing your glory, your anointing. And we thank you for showing us that the anointing is becoming greater and greater. We thank you, Father, for alerting us and showing us that we need to change for the better, Father. We need to wake up, Father. We need our spirits to be woken up in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray today, Father, that as we move and take a step today and begin to develop our spiritual lives, I pray, Father, your glory, your anointing, your power will meet us, Father. Not one person in Jesus' mighty name will miss the anointing. Not one person will miss the glory. I pray, Father, every single person in this room is used to change the world for your glory. As Joseph was used to change a nation, as David was used to change a nation, I pray there are nation changes emerging in this place. In Jesus' mighty name, there are nation changes emerging in this room, in this ministry, in this country that will change this world for your glory, Father. But I pray right now that we begin to step into the water of your glory. I pray when that glory and that anointing begins to flow like never before, I pray we are not on dry land, Father. I pray we are not comfortable. I pray we do not do, Father, and we do not make the mistake that David made, Father, for choosing comfort and relaxing, Father, above stepping into the atmosphere of spiritual warfare and defeating the dams, Father. I pray every single dam that's been created and trying to be created in our lives, the dam over our prayer lives, the dam over our spiritual development, the dam over our worship, the dam over the way we study the word, in Jesus' mighty name, we destroy it by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray from today, Father, a divine strength is released over this place. A divine strength that will begin to release divine acceleration in our prayer lives, divine acceleration in the way we worship, divine acceleration in the way we study the word, Father. New hunger, fresh hunger. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for releasing your spirit. We pray today, Father, that we not only hear, we not only meditate, we move and take action as to what we heard about today. We are not hearers, we are doers, Father. And I believe that today in Jesus' mighty name, a change has happened in the spiritual realm. Thank you, Father. We love you for speaking to us. Speak more, Father. We welcome you even greater, Father. Do works in this place. Let testimonies arise from this place. Let the glory of God shine in this place. And I pray, finally, for every single type of assignment, anointing, purpose to be protected in every single person's life here. Not one hair will be removed and damaged because of these dams that the devil's trying to set. We cover every single person in this room with the powerful blood of Jesus Christ. These dams, in Jesus' mighty name, we speak by faith that they've already been removed. By the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.